Welcome to the post game, everybody. We're all here.
Yes.
Why is it a fancy day?
I don't know, because JR looks so nice, and like you look nice, and
thank you.
And I'm John's my back is covered with literally all the fur.
Took your jacket off. You know, it's a fancy day.
Can we show people what's happening on your back?
It doesn't take a lot.
Or no.
For you to be excited about the fancy day. T-shirts.
Is there a single shot we could get on John? So that what barely comes through in the shot. If you are in this room, no, keep it.
Oh,
John. John. Johnny Red Dead. That is all of the carpet from upstairs.
Okay, but there's a reason why it says
no,
Johnny
this is
Red
gonna,
Dead.
Gonna be a dirty two shot. Yeah, Johnny
Red Dead.
Okay,
there is a reason for it.
Okay.
It's a very like everybody does during the production meeting. I lay on the floor.
Yeah, everyone, that's totally a thing you do at work.
You know how people are like, what's it like to have a grown up job? You lay on the floor during meetings.
Can I? Do you know why I lay on the floor?
Why?
Because I'm exhausted, and the only way I can get through it is laying full out on the floor, knowing that this has happened many times.
It's not like we work at Google where you can do that and it's charming.
They have like little pods for it and things like that.
We need pods.
I don't know if you all would know this, but you might, and you do now, but my back being like this, I've had a dog now for like 8 years, and you just sort of get used to, if you put your clothes down anywhere in your house, or if you sit anywhere in your house, you're covered in dog fur.
Oh, God.
It's really annoying.
I was gonna say, does it ever turn into happiness? Because I couldn't imagine.
I don't mind it nearly as much.
It's a dog, right?
Yeah, but it does not shed.
Right, yeah. Good for you.
Oh, my dog's shed.
Yeah.
No shedding.
One of us would have to move out if he shed.
I have a cat.
You were the dog, is that what it is?
Yes.
I have a cat that just licks itself. That's what they do. I didn't know that. I know that they do that, but it's so stupid. And it's just like thick balls of hair around where it was lying down. So it's like, where was the cat? Oh, there is a shadow of hair. And then we have hardwood floors in like the main room, and it just looks like tumbleweeds.
Oh, that's so and John, nasty.
That's pretty nasty.
Now, John, when I said tumbleweed, did you get?
Did I think of Red Dead Redemption 2?
I think that's a reason.
Oh, it's coming out soon.
Are you so excited?
Wait, okay, so you guys play these games? The first one, I assume.
I did, yeah.
Mm-mm. Do you guys? I know you do like some. What's the video game thing where you?
Twitch.
Yeah, right.
I haven't in a long time, but
I used to do. I feel like you introduced me to that. I first heard about you talking about.
I did a lot.
I play video games. Nobody wants to watch me play. Like
nobody wants to watch me either. But
you'd be surprised. You'd be absolutely surprised by people wanting to watch your game.
Yeah.
I think it's the story games that are more fun for people to watch.
No, no. People play just competitive, like round-based games, sports and stuff too, yeah.
Wow.
In this office, I've seen multiple people like doing their job. It's just open to the side as like every different kind of game.
I've seen a lot of Hearthstone. I won't say who, but there's someone I've seen a lot of. It's a video game and I see it in his screen a lot. okay. We can talk about Red Dead. I'm fine with that. But I also had something I want to ask you about.
I guess the question first is, do you do the online thing too, where people watch you play?
I just want to say that right now, my wife is at TwitchCon.
Oh.
She just arrived at a convention dedicated to Twitch streaming and epilepsy warnings. and she's gotten so into it that now I've gotten so into it. And I had my first victory royale yesterday in Fortnite. Good morning.
I saw it on your IG.
Imagine 100
like,
people.
They did it.
This
they
is so bad.
JR, imagine 100 people dropped on an island full of guns and stuff, and the last person alive wins. He won.
I won.
I've never actually won. I've come in second. I've never won.
How often does this happen? Is this a regular of the game, the regular thing, or is this like a bonus?
You can do it over and over.
The game itself there's a movie called Battle Royale.
Uh-huh.
Japanese movie.
It's a Japanese movie, and they drop a bunch of kids on an island. So Hunger Games bit off its style, but they drop 100 kids on an island and the movie's all about that. The island in Fortnite is the same shape as the island in the movie Battle Royale.
That I did not know.
It looks pretty much exactly the same, and basically there's different towns and everything, and you get in a party bus and then you jump and paraglide into wherever on the map, and then it's you versus everybody, last one standing.
These are real
wins.
People playing.
Yes.
Real people, and then I did squad mode. That's the only way I can win. I can't by myself. But it auto-filled. There were these
random
two people, like random people were also hit the button at the same time, and then they randomly assigned us in a squad, and we won!
This is Fortnite. Awesome.
Fortnite, mm-hmm.
Which is very, very popular.
But Red Dead's coming out today.
That's a story-based game, a Western game.
Yes, that one I get because I've played. my question is like, so he asked about, he's into Twitch now, so I don't know if he's streaming this.
all of I'm gonna stream
because I feel like
Red
tomorrow is gonna be the biggest straightforward. Like everyone who's playing Red Dead Redemption is gonna get their streaming going, and it's gonna be hard.
I don't know
to
that
really...
it's the sort of game necessarily that really lends itself to streaming.
Really,
it might. It might. Open world games where you have this place where you can just go wherever you want tends to be, I don't know that it really is a spectator thing. I think sports and things like that are more
really?
Like that.
Really? That seems like, I would think
because it's competitive.
Opposite.
People want to see you competing and winning.
I heard Battle Royale.
That's a big stream
so
one,
so you
yeah.
don't fight Let's, in no, you, Red Dead Redemption?
You do, but not against people.
It's like there's a scattered. Stuff. I've never played a Red Dead game because this is the second one. But I played Grand Theft Auto, which is by the same company. And as you go,
I played Grand Theft Auto.
Right. You have?
Yeah. Yeah.
You have to go. Wow. Yeah.
Do you know which one?
Nope.
Okay. Well, you played well. That's good.
The only one I completed was San Andreas.
We were in Miami or something like that. I think. I don't know.
Oh, Vice.
That's
then
it.
Probably. Yeah, yeah, yeah. There you go. I didn't play that one.
It was
actually.
Wild.
Yeah.
Hot coffee.
Wait. So you had a question?
Yes. Okay. So not talking about video games. I think Brett asked me this, or maybe it was JR. Oh, it was about. So I was talking about.
I did.
Look, covering the news and covering politics is always depressing. It's not like 4 years ago it was easy. Like we were talking about Sandy Hook and Ferguson and Zimmerman and all that stuff. So it was bad. However, since the rise of Donald Trump and the general election, it's been really bad. And this last year has been really, really bad. I know some people here that it's really worn on. So I jokingly said on the show today that if we lose the midterms, and especially if we lose in 2020, I'm done. I'm not doing this anymore. And I don't really mean that. But do you guys feel that at all? And whether you do or not, if you were to be like, screw this, I'm not doing anything like this anymore, what would you want to transition into doing?
Plastic surgery.
You have no skill whatsoever.
I don't have any skill of this, and I do it every day.
Okay, so you would go to a doctor's school of some sort?
Let me come up with a real answer as opposed to the cheeky ass answer I used when no one else said anything.
Blame it on us.
I would like to get, when I was a kid, we would fix up my dad got out of college and was able to buy like a home. And then it was very cheap. It was like $40,000, and you could do that. So he moved on to the next house, and
a flipper.
He rented it out. But like going in and fixing up that house was awesome.
Oh,
so I'd like to do that. I'd like to be a landlord.
Isn't that crazy? Yeah.
You know how every 6 years you gotta fix a light.
Yeah.
But you still make money? Yeah, that.
You do it every 12 years.
Yeah, so I guess the thought was if money's in question, because there's lots of things you'd like to do, but then if you're not making a dime doing it, it's kind of
I mean, what do you think you could do and would want to do?
Yeah, I don't know. I would like to marry Drake. Like, I don't know. Like, what are we just, like, throwing stuff out?
No, I'm saying something you could conceive.
I would like to win the lottery.
We chose this profession, right? So then outside of that, what was the fallback? You know, like, everyone has a secondary. Like, I remember... Jesus and I talked about this way back. It's supposed to be 2004 or 5 when there was a point when we were like, hey, TYT, we might not make it past this week. It was like down to the last week. And we're like, what are we going to do next? And we were discussing it. And the Blue Lives Matter in there said he would go be a cop.
Who said that?
What?
I don't know if he's in there. He may not be
who
anymore.
Said that?
I can't even see who's in there.
Jesus?
Yeah, right.
Interesting.
And I said, you know what? We're kind of blue-collar type of guys. So I was like, I'd probably see what the fireman thing was like, right?
Okay.
And it seemed exciting to me. And I was young and my knees weren't busted yet. And I was like, I could be a fireman. I could do this stuff. I don't know. And the thing is, when we had the discussion about Laquan McDonald, who got shot up by the cop and then the verdict and everything, I remember one of the examples I put forward was, we praise firemen because they go into burning buildings. And I said, I would never do that. Mm-hmm. But at one point, I kind of did.
Want to?
Yeah. Hmm. But it's I think that time has passed. So at this point, if there's a quitting and getting out of this whole game, I still haven't figured out, but maybe, there's something I love fixing cars. If somebody if I have a constant stream of cars that I gotta fix, or like, speaking of shows we talked earlier. Foose, what is when they customize people's cars?
Oh, Pimp My Ride.
No, not that one. This is
a
better version of it.
I know what you're talking about.
Foose is like
two guys. You guys had a long beard.
No, two guys. Like not two guys, but Foose is like a well-known car,
Fast and Furious.
Like customizer. and people come and do it for real, right? Totally. And if you could do that every day, that's just like exciting to me. I love doing stuff like that.
Okay, that sounds cool. So fixing up houses and fixing up cars.
Yeah, it's weird how that was somewhat similar.
I don't have a backup.
No, you have
nothing
so many
you want to do.
You have so many skills. What skills?
Chip Foose, I'm sorry. His name is Chip
Foose. I can take a compliment really well. Thank you.
You have so many skills.
There's no money in that. Wants to marry Drake.
Interesting. I don't know. I can't imagine like a job where like you have to put your phone in a locker or something all day, or that like you're not allowed to just say random things out loud, and that there's someone who will listen. I don't think I fit anywhere else.
Anywhere, wow. She has just invested wholly in this.
When did you know that this was your game? Like you could.
So I grew up with like really, really old people. Nice. Yeah, like my grandparents were like way older than your average grandparents. My grandpa was born in 1918. My grandma was born in 1921. So we watched the news all day because that's what they do in there. Like, nosy, like, you know, there's an ambulance. They're like, oh, what happened? We read the newspaper every day. Like, that was like our thing. I would have my piece. And so I really liked the news. You know, I just did. And I used to get to, like, have control of the TV when Entertainment Tonight was on because my grandma was like, meh. Even though I liked Entertainment Tonight, but she was like, okay, finally, you can mess with it. And I used to mute it and, like, be Mary Hart.
Love it.
Yeah, at what age were you doing this, crazy person?
Like six or seven. But when I was in middle school, right, it was like a National Honor Society kind of like thing. And so so it was like Oklahoma Honor Society. So everyone in the school who was Oklahoma Honor Society was in the audience. But the four kids who were National Honor Society, we had to each read like a paragraph. They gave us some weird, boring like speech. We all stood up there and read a paragraph. I remember like so excited. My grandma didn't drive. And so we got like, my aunt came to town. And my grandma was like one of those like older, like she like, was like she was always like out in the garden or things like that. So she wore like a work skirt with like pantyhose and a t-shirt every day and a hairnet. But hairnet came off. She had on a Hillary Clinton pantsuit. She had lipstick on, perfume. So I was like, oh, this is a thing. I remember like slicked my hair back, like I'm ready. Got up there, read my little paragraph or whatever, no big deal. Afterwards, we're backstage and my choir teacher comes over and it was so weird. And she goes, oh my goodness. It's me and all these other kids. And I think two of them were like boys. And when you're in like seventh grade, you're like nervous around boys and stuff. You know?
I know, like, I was.
We all, you know. And so she goes, whoa. Oh my, Brooke, I am so glad that I saw your ponytail because I thought you had gotten one of those little African kid haircuts. And I thought you took all your hair off. And I was just, oh my God, I'm so glad you still have the hair. And first of all, there's nothing wrong with that. Like being an African kid, there's nothing wrong with getting a short haircut. Like none of that. But it was just all like really weird for a seventh grade. Or it was just really weird and really embarrassing. And my grandma, Lula Pearl, the superstar, Superman, comes from like behind her and goes, baby. Oh, you just read so well and you spoke so well. And I sat there and I said, oh, she is good at this. You didn't even look nervous. And she just goes on and on and on and on. And I think about that like all the time, like when it's like I talk for a living and before like, I mean, that teacher had me like insecure about like my hair and stuff. But like I told myself that like, okay, like sometimes you say smart things well. Like I don't know, like somebody told me that before I even needed should've to hear that. White like, lady. Do you know
I
what I mean?
That.
Yeah,
should
so I
have,
so it's like my grandma.
Should have choked white lady. Come
is that
on.
What that said? I didn't even say she was white, but you guys knew. I didn't even
sounds
say it.
Sounds like
I didn't
it.
Say it.
That is the meanest old Korean woman ever.
It all like came together.
If you think about, I guess I'm the only one who has a kid here.
I have a cat.
He has two, but we don't talk about
it. Like that affected you. Think about it to this day. Yeah. You know, that affected and changed maybe the trajectory of your life or what you thought you could do and therefore your plan to do it. The things we tell kids, you never know what it is that's going to hurt or harm.
I remember a couple things. I'm not going to say them. But I remember one or two things my mom said that I still remember. Like, I maybe was 10, maybe. And, like, she said thousands of things to me, but you remember, like, three.
Oh, no. I remember.
And they shape
you. Are you going to tell us?
No, I'm not going to
tell you. He was
here. No. Not the things I'm thinking of right now.
I remember I went to Catholic middle school, and there was a nun there who was mean to me. And I was like, Mom, it's so mean to me. And my mom obviously had other things on her mind and just wanted to go, like, say something and move on. But she's like, and you know, a lot of them, they don't have like other things going on, so they become nuns. And I was like, oh, that's the only thing my mom just said. Even though her like yeah. aunt was a nun, like sister Kevin, there's a nun in the family. But she's like, and she has nothing else going on. So I went to my dad and I was like, you know, a lot of nuns, they don't, the reason they become nuns is because they're losers. They don't have anything going on. And my dad just like looks at my mom and is like, what the hell are you telling these kids? Like, I go and work. I come home. What are you telling them? And my dad's Jewish, so it's just like, oh, shit on that.
Who has control like,
my
of
dad,
this?
My dad was already like, oh, my dad's Jewish. He's like, we already decided to put him in Catholic school, and it was like a major like point of contention.
Right.
And now that you're just talking shit on this thing.
I'm trying to support you, and now you're telling him that it's stupid.
So good. But you're right. Like, there's moments that you just, you lock in when you're a kid.
Yeah.
I remember I was in the mall and I did something on a computer and the guy was like, what are you doing? And I was like, I don't know, but I'm never gonna touch one of these things again.
Can I ask a stupid question?
I wanna know what you
were.
Yeah,
what's your side?
Well, I will answer that, but I have this is stupid. I don't know why I don't know this, but what do they talk about in Entertainment Tonight?
Like on the show?
Well,
I've never watched it. Do they like talk chill. About like movies that are coming up soon?
Yeah, they talk about like celebrity news, but like in a
talk
very
celebrity news.
Credible format.
It's so it's not like, ooh, Pete Davidson, Ariana Grande. It's not like that?
We're gonna have on Happy Half Hour pretty soon someone from Access Hollywood. Oh, who's actually
is that similar?
I haven't officially booked him yet, but it's Brian Safi. He does also Throwing Shade, which is a podcast, and then tomorrow on Happy Half Hour. And the main show will have Aaron Gibson, who does the podcast with them. Feminasty Aaron Gibson. Cool. Anyways, what they do is they just talk about entertainment news as though it's the only thing on the planet. So the importance that we ascribe to like nuclear treaties, they'll be like, Drake sneezed today. And that sneeze was heard around the world. And coming up after this, recipes from Drake.
It won't be like that. But I think it kind of gives, it's like okay to like two things. You can still be smart and be, and get caught up in the grocery line, like looking at Us Weekly.
Oh God.
Is that just me? Okay, never mind.
No, it's just you.
No, but people, you can like both things.
You can definitely like both things.
You like both things.
But the way that they talk about entertainment news on Entertainment Tonight, that's why I like doing Pop Trigger and Main Show. God yeah. rest its soul.
God, R.I.P.
R.I.P. Sister Noreen.
P.O.P.
But yeah, it's a good balance to have it. But it's weird to have like it was weird to turn on. I turned on Access Hollywood yesterday and I watched them talk about these things like they were the most important thing in the world. But it was just like these two people went on a date. And that's it. John, if you had to drop everything.
You guys are killing it today.
If you had to drop anything and you had to leave this, what would you do?
And I have a few ideas.
Let's vote on.
No, I don't think I'd be able to get anything academic.
Can I guess one dog trainer?
No.
Dog photographer.
Dog photographer.
Photographer.
Dog groomer.
If I could be a dog photographer, I'd think about it.
Dog snuggler.
Oh, yeah, who was on
dog walker.
Oh, yeah. Also, next, not this week on Friday, but the following week, we have the We Rate Dogs guy.
Pretty big.
Yeah.
Pretty big deal on Twitter and Instagram.
I was very excited.
What would you do?
So if I could be a dog photographer or maybe a photographer generally, it is one of those, I have so many things. I'm the sort of person that has lots of things that I really like the idea of and don't actually do. So I have everything necessary to do photography.
Are you flexing? And
no.
He's been flexing since he got on the show.
Just kidding.
Oh my God. This is John doesn't flex, that's what his face does. John has to flex every moment
of it.
Apparently I was flexing because I was able to keep my body up.
I just burped massively. I'm sorry for everyone around here. It's gonna smell like quarter pounder.
No,
Jesus Christ, look at your veins, dude.
God. Anyway, I like the idea of photography.
Personal training.
I do. No. But what?
There's insanity in the control room.
My secret is I'm always flexing. Anyway, no, realistically, if I was going to still try to do something like video-y or in the public eye or whatever, I would try and fail at being a Twitch streamer. It wouldn't work. Nobody's interested.
He's already a partner.
I would try to get into talking about movies because I'm really into movies. If I could do that today, I'd just talk about movies instead of politics, but I can't. And something else that I really wish that I could do, I want to write. Like I want to write novels.
You've already written.
Oh, I remember you. Yeah, John's actually mentioned this.
Are you doing it?
Like without without the conversation of I'm gonna leave this job, but just more of a I'm writing and I wish people would I could have a form where I can just really sit down and write my novel. I was like, that sounds like the furthest thing from what I would ever want to imagine doing. And I had thought about writing books, but one book, but it had no novel form. It was just like a collection of me and my particular weird sense of humor saying jokey things and hoping, hoping people put it as a coffee table book.
I want to see that,
but
by
see,
the way.
Entertainment Tonight, they talk a lot about movies.
Yep. Yeah, Mom, mm-hmm. maybe I should go
to,
in there.
To form a story that spans 300 pages, I couldn't imagine. Mm-hmm. What is that? Where's the genesis of that idea?
Oh, I have it. It's called Craig God of Wood. Continue.
So I did write a novel. It's not very good, and it's not 300 pages, but it is a Western. But anyway, it's not good enough to actually sell. But I wish that, like, if I could just write, I like that, growing up, I read all the time. Like, I was a kid who just liked to read.
Like Fear, Babysitter's Club.
The best Boxcar Kid?
I don't know what that is.
Fudge, Super Fudge.
I did read Super Fudge and stuff growing up.
He's on Goosebumps
and everything. Oh, but I also read a lot of fantasy and sci-fi, and I think that would be cool to do. But it's hard. Like, I could theoretically do that as the thing I'm not doing when I'm at work now, but I really need to be doing stuff that's more directly applicable to my career. So I have a couple of ideas I'm working on that are more about
politics. Could we go back to the words you said? Applicable?
Well, I'm so sorry that you have to sit next to us.
When you take an apple and you prefer it to
I was hoping everyone else noticed. No one else did. Maybe I misheard. Continue.
You misheard it. Yeah. Too.
Applicable.
Applicable. Right.
Yeah. It's actually you say.
It's a city in Mexico.
Acapulco.
Yeah.
You have to do things that are more applicable to your career.
Yes.
Writing seems like it would be.
So I have a book idea that I'm possibly going to start working on.
A second one?
Novels in November.
Nonfiction.
How long is the first one? You said it's not 300 pages.
It's over 200.
Damn.
I mean, a lot of that depends on how you format it anyway. It doesn't matter. It's like 65,000 words.
How many pictures?
And it's seven.
There's no seven. Well, I did make a cover. I actually made 5 printed full versions of it with a cover.
Look at this. There's interesting things you do not learn about John Adderall, and I didn't know this far. I knew about
I have like 5 at home. Just because I wanted the experience after reading so many books, I wanted to hold a book physically that I had made.
Do you have a favorite book?
I don't know. I like a lot of books.
Yeah. It's Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Do you have a favorite book?
I didn't like that as much as I wanted to.
Honestly, I stopped reading after college.
Oh, I have a favorite book.
Okay.
I read in college and I enjoyed it.
I don't know what it is.
What's your favorite book?
Mine? Oh, it's My Sister's Keeper, and it was made into a movie, and that's fine. But the book, what I loved about it is that.
That movie sucked. It's about the sick girl,
but
right?
The book is really good, and the ending is different. Everything is different. But the book, it's about a sick girl, but it's about like you know how it affects like her family, and it's about a little girl who has cancer, and their family basically like had another kid so that they could have a direct match who could be like her donor to try to save her life. But the way the book is written is like. Each chapter is another person in the family's perspective, back and forth over and over, and it's like written in different font, and there's a surprise at the very end of the book. And it's just a really powerful book. It was a really good book for me.
Sounds like everyone prefers fiction books. That's the thing. I don't read anymore. I read every day, but I read stuff that's based in like a story of something that really happened. Mm-hmm. I can't get into a book that's about
just a novel?
I guess a storytelling book anymore. I can't do it. I don't know why. I couldn't either,
but then a bunch of friends of mine started a book club. Mm-hmm. It was called One Book, One Bottle, and everyone would read the same book and do a Google Hangout and drink the same bottle of booze. It was a bunch of college friends, and it was an excuse to hang out over video chat. And we read some awesome books.
And you read at the same time?
Yeah. Well, you know, it's like we'll meet up. We'll do our Google Hangout on the third Thursday of the month.
No, and what you do instead, so that people don't get in different sections, is you do like audiobooks. I do that too. And then play it amongst your Google Hangouts, and everybody's just chilling, they're drinking, and then
they're only meeting up once they've finished.
They read it before the Google Hangout.
We're like, all right, have a book.
Do you know what a book club is?
So Oprah, my friend Oprah.
I stopped reading in college.
I don't know, I didn't know either.
He's literally like a Google Hangout where you're like,
right, or you're reading together, trying to stay on the same page.
That's why I was like,
guys, can we turn yet?
That's it is a horrible idea.
No, it would be if anyone had ever done that, ever.
You sit down and you talk about the book Hangout, but there's some good ones. Orphan Master's Son, and then there was one called freaking Hardboiled Wonderland and the End of the Edge of the World or whatever. That's a good book.
You guys read Mike Tyson's autobiography? No. Nobody reads
I saw that documentary where he's with the pigeons.
Oh, yeah.
It's the best.
I just realized something that is going to make Brett mad. It's 6:03.
I know, I missed it.
We missed HQ, the office mode.
Or what's edition. That?
It's the trivia thing, but it's about The Office.
My.
Is that anyway. A new get? Is that a new app?
No, no, it's just HQ. Oh, but it, today it was The Office.
What's HQ?
It's a trivia game.
Oh, that
is. Anyway, thank you for joining us on the post game. We're just gonna play HQ, I guess, or watch people answer questions. I mean, you're already members, so there's no point asking you to become members. So just thanks for being members, I guess.
Members. Tell your friends and tell Randy Gonzalez.
Tell Randy Gonzalez. And tomorrow we're gonna have a bunch of cool guests on, Power Panel. And yeah. Oh, can I say one other thing? If you haven't already, I said this like a month ago and it seemed to really help. Everybody says it only takes a few seconds to do blank, and then everybody's like, oh yeah, I'm still not gonna do it. But if you could go on iTunes and give 5 stars of the Damage Report podcast, that would be awesome. We are inching up towards 1,000 ratings, which means nothing and everything to me. So if you could help by giving it a 5-star rating and reviewing it, that would be awesome. And you can take a little screenshot and tweet it to me at John Iderola, rate his damn podcast as you see. And you can send it to me, and I will send you a funny GIF. That's my bargain with you.
And also,
thank you.
If you do the same with Happy Half Hour, I will send you $10,000. Send me the screen cap. I'll send you. Okay, I'm up.
A
to
GIF is worth $10,000.
I'll send you $25,000, and I will pleasure you.
Oh my God.
Okay, so no, my turn. So
is this on Google Hangouts too?
If you would go to Twitter and follow me, I will retweet JR.
It's Brooke on air.
Yeah, anyway.
There you go.
The first, I don't know, 6 months I knew John, he tweeted the wrong person.
It was not 6 months. It was like a show. It had to be a show.
Jason would be like, why don't you just tell him? And I'm like, it's not a big deal.
Why not just tell me?
I don't know.
So someone else was feeling some love too, like,
you were so professional.
I'm sorry.
It had gone apparently I wasn't, so long actually. At that point, I didn't want to like, it was awkward. I just want to be like, hey, that's not true. Me, the person who just tweeted you, that just look up. I don't
know. Oh, a woman named Brooke. Some woman named Brooke was like, this John Iderola guy is creepy, but he's kind of nice. He's creepy at the same time. Wow.
Okay,
really
well,
obsessed with me though.
I got to go get ready.
I've been on all those shows with him.
I gotta go get ready for Red Dead Redemption, so we will see you tomorrow. Bye.